recommend that we not refresh soil on the end of two tank boiler, we're at $90,000, we need to do that.
Fine, just a second, I ask him a question about it.
My Soviet experts are currently reading that Soviet note, says it's the mildest thing they could have done. It gives them a, it covers them, but no.
Can I ask a question about this all? I don't want this, are we supposed to announce today that we're gonna put one, I don't want them to, I don't want to announce and then have these little assholes pull the plug on us and cancel it.
They won't pull the plug independent of Moscow.
Okay.
Whatever they do will be covered.
One thing that I, before you come in, is what you have in mind. I remember what happened to you two, you remember too, but I was here and I know what happened and I know how embarrassing it was, and I was not. Henry, we've got to play Moscow very carefully. If we ever get a feeling they're gonna break off the summit, we're gonna break it off first.
No question.
We have got to do it, see?
No question.
You agree? Totally agree. So that's okay.
Joe Grant called Death Spook. He's not at all sure of himself. He says he notices that the Russians are very mild in their response. He said, do you guys know what you're doing? I said, go right anything you want. He said,
you can keep on the cancer.
He said, why are you, he said, why don't you start off with the influence that some of the people are doing to the
Bulls? Ambassador, how are you? Welcome to the
hello, Dad.
Ambassador, they like a picture of us. We do. We've already got that on the screen. Now,
yes.
We'll stand here like this and put on the stand. Now, why don't we have one of you holding the message? He's got a message for me. All right. Now, let's get one of Dr. Fisher in too. Because he gets to go to Warsaw too. You've never been to Warsaw. Have you?
No. No one?
Well, I'm told.
I was once in Warsaw.
Oh, yeah, no.
In 1964.
So now,
of course, it comes around. I went to school for it. We
request to be denied.
And we want to, if we would do that, and it's not to, having full regard for your right to have any independent policy and for us to have an independent policy, but there are many areas where our two governments can work together, and that's what we try to seek in these. That's what I was trying to do in China, and that's what I will be doing in the Soviet Union, and that's what we'll be doing in Poland. And, but with Poland, I will go with a little different feeling, because I know so many Polish friends in Chicago, and Cleveland, and Pittsburgh, and New York, and California, and they say, you gotta go to Warsaw. Philadelphia, yeah. You know, the cardinal that I'm gonna be in Philadelphia is a Polish.
Did you know that?
What? The Catholic cardinal in Philadelphia.
He's a Catholic.
Kroos? Yes.
Oh,
he's the only
Polish to put aside.
Is that right? Does he speak? He speaks pretty good Polish, yeah. He told me that when I spoke there at some kids on the fair, he says, oh, yeah, he said, he considered himself the second rank Pole.
He speaks very good Polish,
yeah. But we'll, where will we stay there, Mr. Bass? Will we stay at the guest house?
It hasn't been worked out yet, Mr. President.
Whatever they want.
But the Polish government has requested that we inform them of the number of the party so that they can make a specific proposal.
Okay. Yeah.
And Blackstreet will be visiting there on this.
Well, I want to do whatever their government wants, you know what I mean, to meet their convenience.
I think after we have given the Polish government the composition of our party, they seemed very confident that they could work that far out.
Yeah.
Very
good.
I hope
so.
It
can
be done.
We will,
Sorry, it was so short time, only one day.
Well, then, you see, the difficulty is we have such a long visit to Russia that, and I'm spending one day in Iran. I had to cut the shop short, and she's not very happy about me, understands. But I said, look, I've got to go to Poland. But we'll fill the day, and I want to be sure to see everything, you know, see all the officials, and Dr. Kissinger and our people who worked out
that being done.
And you can do a lot on the day, too. You know, so, you can't do much sightseeing, but Mrs. Nixon, I think Mrs. Nixon would like...
Mrs. Nixon and I would get a badge on our special program.
Mrs. Nixon
would like to see him.
Well, I think it's the best thing, Mr. Ambassador, would be... She likes to visit those things that relate to people, like the schools,
kindergarten,
hospitals,
and
the people's homes, cultural, but more people rather than things. So whatever you work out is fine. I would say one thing that might be a nice thing, just a small matter. In 1959, I heard the Postman Boys Choir. And they came and sang here in the White House last year.
Yeah.
And if they are still there, maybe we might hear them again. I don't know. Or some other choir. I don't care. But whatever you want.
One of the best. The best calls we have today here in the United States.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Two or three of them.
Well, they're all very good.
Boys. One, two, in Washington.
Is your town Warsaw, or you live in another part? What is where you
live? Yeah, I live in Warsaw, but I am coming from Poznań. So it's the western part of Poland.
Oh, yeah.
And from this part.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it is the first day, the second day. June the 1st. It is one of the Polish religious holidays. So, yeah, it is very famous in Poland, Boże Ciało. Processions in the streets. In some parts, it's not.
Yeah.
Very colorful.
When I came to Poland, Mr. President, in 1964, I had a lot of Polish students. And they heard that I was in Poland. And about eight of them came from as far away as Krakow. Without telling me, and just sat down in the lobby of my hotel until I showed up. I was really terribly touched. They didn't know whether I could ever see them.
If you have any of your students there now, I'd like to shake
cognizant, but I studied in Harvard six months.
When?
38. Yes, I have some records. Yes, I have some records. How about Berkeley?
Berkeley too? What, where were you at Berkeley? What year?
Age 39.
38 or 39. And, well, that's interesting. Economics. I was a young lawyer then.
Yes,
Did you like Berkeley? It's a great place.
Oh, yes, I remember Berkeley from the pre-war times. Rather a small, beautiful university.
Beautiful. Segregated, everything.
But today I thought it Berkeley
so big.
About 6 or 7 years ago.
And you live back?
Back. It's colossal.
Someday you'll have to go, and I would like to hear you. Well,
thank
you. Well, we look forward to visiting your country, and Mr. Nelson and I, and I can assure you that we will, as I said, want the visit to be one that will be show the friendship between our two peoples, recognizing the differences that our governments may have, but trying to find areas of agreement, respecting each other. That's the only basis for a new East-West relationship. We understand that very much, and we think if we can get that kind of understanding with your government, that we can find parallel areas to work together.
I'm sure.
Particularly in the economic field.
That it will be a very fruitful visit. But it can be helpful to solve some of the international issues.
Please help.
It will help some of our bilateral
problems. No problems can ever be solved. You can only start.
It can help to solve
them. You know, as an economist, I know that you never even solve economic problems. You just start.
Political economic problems.
Well, very good to see you. Defending their homeland. I really want to crack. Let's get a little bit of the treason business out there.